T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is the most unusual thing you've seen at a wedding? Completely out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning.
So we're talking about unusual weddings. And the reason why is because a woman shared how she had her father's ashes. She had, obviously, her father passed away and she had his urn and she was getting married. Her dad's not going to be part of the wedding. So she took her dad's ashes and had them incorporated into her acrylic nail set. All right, so she had the fancy acrylic nails with little jewels that they put on, and the nail artist was able to take some of that and put it on with her nails. And the reason she said she did it...
Her father's ashes from his cremation.
Correct. And she said the reason she did it is, A, my dad's not going to be here, and B, it made me felt like he was holding my hand as I was walking down the aisle.
So at first you might think it's kind of creepy in a weird way. Like, oh my God, that's your father's ashes. But
it would bother some people,
I
suppose.
When you put it that way... Mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a really unusual, unique thing. I know that I want to be cremated, and I would like, there's a company that makes jewelry out of you, which I think is awesome. I would love to have my kids have me somehow, you know, a little jewel on a ring or something in an earring or a necklace. Okay. I think that'd be kind of cool.
833-287-1037. Some of the more unusual things you've seen at weddings. My girlfriend's baby sister just got married on Friday. It's the first time I've been to a wedding for a while, actually. And it dawned on me, I've been going to more funerals than weddings. What a drag that is. I have to go to more weddings. I had such a blast. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing really unusual, just a couple things that are out of the ordinary. Like I said, the big, giant, elaborate cake. Apparently, Delaney's husband's family are big into donuts.
Okay.
Like, they love donuts. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a donut? But I mean, like, donuts are a thing.
Right.
So they had like a little tiny token cake, which was very pretty.
Right.
Tiny,
with the one that they cut. Sure.
Like think of like a tiered cake.
Yeah.
Just the top.
Yeah. So that's the part that they cut in their ceremony.
Boom.
Right? Yes.
The entire other table, the entire whole table was filled with donuts.
Oh, all different kinds.
And then that one cake. Mm. So they had the sprinkled section here. They had the chocolate section here. The filled section here. You should have seen the kids
at
this wedding. It was like trying to comprehend Halloween for the first time. They're like, well, wait.
Yeah.
After we're done eating, when you're all having your boring coffee and doing your stupid dancing, we can go to the table and have as many donuts as we want.
Yep.
Every flavor of the rainbow. Right. The donut rainbow. It was awesome. Right? It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it was unusual. 833-287-1037. Some more unusual things. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn is in Carlsbad. Dawn, something unusual you saw at a wedding?
So years ago, I went to a Star Wars theme wedding.
Right on.
And they came down the aisle to the Star Wars theme. And the groomsmen were stormtroopers, swear.
Okay, what about the bridesmaids, though? Did they dress up in anything?
They wore regular dresses, but I think it was a clash between his likes and her likes.
Sure.
And they just meshed it, and it was, they didn't tell anybody. It was a silence at first, and then kind of some giggles.
For whatever reason, I'm just imagining the Princess Leia bikini being utilized by the bridesmaids. But that's just... If you're doing the Star Wars theme, you might as well stay pure with it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, plenty of other characters who wore clothes.
Okay. What I'm saying is that I love the fact that it was unusual that they didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, and I'm imagining it's the da 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 da, not like the the theme of the. Right?
Not that one, right?
Dun, 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 dun. Imagine walking that down the aisle.
Yeah, 833-287-1037. What's the most unusual thing you've seen at a wedding?
Blanca is in Chula Vista. Morning, Blanca. What's the most unusual thing you've seen at a wedding?
I went to a wedding with a theme of Day of the Dead. So they were in black and skulls and... everything that had to do with Day of the Dead.
So now, when it came to, like, the food and the cake and all that, did they kind of...
They had dead man's bread, and then, you know, that with the scrolls and the sugar, and then they had... The food was regular, just the different things that had died. She was dressed in black.
Oh, that's so cool.
I would love that. I love wearing black.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the things I own right. are black, so yeah. I'd fit right in. Mm. All right, Al, awesome. Thanks for that, Blanca. Take care.
You're welcome.
April is in Mission Valley. April, what's one of the more unusual things that you saw at a wedding?
Gosh, I have done a lot of weddings in my 18 years of wedding coordinating, but one of the ones that stands out, as the bride and groom were leaving, everybody put on the V for Vendetta mask from the movie.
Oh, creepy!
Isn't that called the Anonymous mask now?
Well, Anonymous kind of took it, yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, it was the November 5th wedding, so they remember the 5th of November.
Oh, wow.
Kind of that would freak me out.
Kind of freaked me out, too!
So, interesting, as a wedding coordinator, yeah. when you hear someone come with plans like that, I mean, clearly, whatever they say goes, or are you in a position where you can say, maybe want to rethink your plans, or how does that work for you?
Oh, no, it's totally exciting and so much fun. I can't wait to do it. This is going to be great for my memories and my pictures.
Has there ever been a request that you're like, I'm not going to do that?
Yes. I cannot speak of it on air, but yes.
Oh, now we got to know. Go ahead.
We can beep it. Was it a nude wedding?
No, oh my gosh, that would have been so much fun. No, this is, no.
I love you.
It involves things I cannot speak about, I promise.
Okay, wow,
oh, now I gotta know. What if we talk to you off the air? Will you tell us off the air?
Sure.
Okay, all right, I gotta know. All right, hang on. We gotta go to Betty in Vista. Betty, most unusual thing you've seen at a wedding?
It was a rodeo themed. Everybody was in cowboy outfits with hats.
Okay, spurs?
Spurs, there was a lasso.
Oh, sounds like a fun honeymoon.
Unfortunately, it didn't last.
Oh, well.
Well, maybe she didn't use the lasso. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a honeymoon killer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.